T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed to the Supreme Court yesterday by a deeply divided Senate. Republicans overpowering Democrats to install President Donald Trump's nominee days before the election and to secure a likely conservative court majority for years to come. Trump's choice to fill the vacancy of the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg potentially opens a new era of rulings on abortion, the Affordable Care Act, and even his own election. Democrats were unable to stop the outcome. Trump's third justice on the court as Republicans race to reshape the judiciary. Barrett's 48 years old, and her lifetime appointment as the 115th justice will solidify the court's rightward tilt. Yesterday's 52-48 vote was actually the closest high court confirmation ever to a presidential election and the first in modern times with no support from the minority party.
All right, keeping in the realm of voting, the Ontario County Board of Elections in Canandaigua, things are getting a little busier, and nothing is going to stop these people from coming out and voting, especially the rain yesterday. It was a little gloom and doom, a little wet and soggy out there, but there was still an incredible turnout, and the Republican Board of Election Commissioner says they can't, like, compare the election process to anything they've seen within the last 20 years just because it is a little different. But the fact that everyone's still coming out during this pandemic, wearing their masks, and putting themselves in the least risk possible by social distancing, every vote's going to count. So make sure you have a plan to vote, whether it's going early, absentee, or going literally next Tuesday, a week from today.
All right. A special investigator appointed to look into the death of Daniel Prude says Rochester's former police chief is refusing to testify or provide documents relevant to the investigation. Investigator Andrew Selly Jr. said his office subpoenaed materials from former Chief Laurent Singletary and requested he provide testimony related to the investigation. Selly said Singletary, through his attorney, declined to provide related documents or to testify. The special investigator's office has subpoenaed a number of leaders in the city of Rochester as part of the investigation, including the mayor and the president of the city council. Last week, Tilly's office says it received hundreds of thousands of documents from the city. Depositions are expected to begin next month.
All right. This is a story we've been following for the last 2 days here. Over the weekend, the news broke about the newlywed couple who lost their dog just moments before they were supposed to tie the knot and walk down the aisle at their own wedding ceremony on Friday. The couple was en route to Artisan Church on South Clinton Avenue when Rocky, their dog, ran away from the wedding party. It was quite devastating. I mean, I can't even imagine losing your dog, but let alone on your wedding day. And this is why it was so special, was because Rocky was actually supposed to lead his owner, Stephanie, the bride, down the aisle because in place of her late father. So a lot of moving parts here, a lot of emotions tied to this. And Rocky's been missing since Friday evening, but we got this update literally live on the air.
Yep.
This morning at 6 o'clock, Rocky is safe.
Yes.
Right, Stephanie. They said we can thank the team at Rescued Treasures for helping us track his location and set traps for him. He was trapped at 2:30 this morning. And they also want to thank Artisan Church. They literally did not leave the church. They haven't gone home since their wedding. They've been staying at the church in case, like, maybe he comes back, things like that. So that's been their Rocky headquarters. And they are all three of them, they're home now.
Oh, good.
Married, with their dog, living their best life.
The photos that are up on WHEC.com, the poor dog just looks so afraid. So afraid.
So cute, though.
Maybe being gone for 3 days, you got to imagine what that's been like. But home and safe, and that's all that
he
matters.
He saw some stuff.
There he goes.
Sure,
yeah,
he did.
Definitely did. 1,000-yard stare. Definitely for that dog. All right. Checking out some of the stuff up at 98pxy.com. We've got the good news stories from the coronavirus outbreak for you there. Yeah, actually, good stuff happens. We'll highlight those just after 9. Also, if you want to amplify those good feels, a 2-year-old comforts a crying baby sister in an adorable video that you need to see. Plus, a wife stepping in the middle of her husband going on an anti-mask tirade on a flight. And by stepping in, I mean slapping in. 98pxy.com for all that. All right.
Wow.
Coming up, less than an hour now, around 9:20, we'll get Breezy's big movie review.
Ooh, baby.
She watched Insidious last night, or yesterday, I guess.
Sure did.
And Insidious was one of the scariest movies based on science. People were hooked up to heart rate monitors, and they watched a bunch of scary movies. And Insidious, I think, was second with the highest resting heart rate and highest peak as well, next to only Sinister, which is the movie I will be reviewing tomorrow.
So, peek behind the curtain here.
Uh-huh.
Corey already watched Sinister.
I watched it
yesterday. Watched it yesterday.
Yep.
And he texted me. Uh-huh. And he goes, watching my... This is a 2.
Yep.
He goes, watching my movie, so flipping scary. And then he said, my feet are sweating.
Yep. That's how bad it was.
My feet are sweating, he says.
Yeah, real clammy. Got real clammy watching that one. And that ties into what I want to get to next. Because we also mentioned this with Brendan Summers yesterday. I admitted, and Breezy's now backtracking on her admission of this, but I admitted, even as an adult, as a 37-year-old man with a child of my own, when I watch a scary movie, I still hide my eyes.
I'm not backtracking. I'm saying I only do it in certain situations. Not every situation.
Okay.
But like movie theaters, definitely.
Yeah. No, I was definitely hiding my eyes. Actually, I found inventive ways to hide my eyes watching Sinister yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, I'm not the only one. If you also hide your eyes while watching scary movies as an adult, 585-222-9800. I know I'm not alone. We'll get to it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.